Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast, and welcome to our first Best Of series of the year. During this series, we are going to cover the best episodes from 2023 that covered some of our most popular and in-demand topics. And in this episode, I'm sharing some of my best advice and strategies for follower and audience growth that we covered this year for the online space. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by trying to keep up with the constant shape-shifting that social media does, you are not alone. And this collection of episodes in this series is going to be really supportive to you. This is all about the tools, strategies, and even some mindset shifts that you can implement today in order to finally see results in your follower and audience growth. So buckle up and get ready to navigate this wild ride with some awesome insights from some of the very best episodes that we had this year on growth. Trust me, you're going to want to listen to this episode maybe twice. And with that, let's get started. So many of us are having this challenge of breaking through the noise. And I think that it's an important one to talk about because I think it's easy to assume that if somebody has been doing this for a long time, they don't deal with this challenge, right? Because they've got hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers, or they have hundreds of thousands of people on their email list, or they spend X amount of money a month on ads. And so they don't deal with this. Some problems I first want to talk about are the issues that I think a lot of creators and entrepreneurs online right now are facing when it comes to marketing and visibility on social media. And a lot of this marketing and visibility does stem from, as I mentioned, the saturation, the noise, just so much chatter, so much people out there. Even though I do believe that we are going to start stepping into a season, and I actually hope that this happens, where it's going to be more about quality over quantity, meaning people are going to start consuming more content from people that they find quality driven instead of just consuming everyone's content. I think we're going to see a shift of the amount of people that we may be consuming content from dwindling down, maybe picking just, you know, 5 to 10 to a handful or two of key players that we really find value from. And that's who we're going to be getting our information from. And of course, this could change and grow, but this is a trend that she kind of was going ahead and putting out there that she thinks is going to happen. I was like, I 1,000,000% agree with you. And I want to share that with you. So what does that mean for us? In some ways, that's great news, right? Because that means that maybe the noise is going to kind of take care of itself a little bit. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we are those quality players that our audience is picking to get their content and their information from. And so with that said, if your content is not visible to your target audience, it is going to be difficult to build a following and attract customers. Social media algorithms, they're constantly changing. That's nothing new. And creators and entrepreneurs need to keep up with these changes to ensure that our content is still being seen by the audience. The algorithm literally goes off of what you give it. It goes off of the content that you put out there and if your audience likes it or not. The more that your audience is going to be connecting to your content, the more that the algorithm is going to favor you. We know how that works. But I think that we have to keep that in mind. And when we have this challenge of, oh my gosh, the algorithm's actually keeping my content from being seen, it actually puts us in this state of not showing up more and not creating more valuable content. With new social media platforms emerging all the time, creators and entrepreneurs struggle. I know I do, and I know a lot of clients of mine do, to keep up with the latest trends and features. Social media advertising can be expensive, and there's a lot of creators and entrepreneurs that may not have the budget, at least today, to invest in paid ads and to invest in paid promotions. And so that's going to be a challenge that you're up against. Another one, time management. And that's a big one for my community. You know, consistent, like, and I know that I say that all the time, but it never ends. And that can be so challenging for busy creators. It can be challenging for creators that deal with things like ADD, ADHD, any kind of learning challenges that you may have, any kind of focus and productivity challenges that you may have, but it's not going away. We still have to figure out how to focus on creating content and managing other aspects of our business at the same time. And so time management around social media is a big one. The online marketplace right now, highly competitive. The social media landscape, highly competitive. Creators and entrepreneurs
find it challenging day in and day out to differentiate themselves from other businesses in their industry and in their niche to really attract that loyal following who eventually goes on to buy from you. The goal should always be staying power. How are you showing up each and every day to reach that bigger goal? How are you working on smaller milestones each and every day to get you to that bigger goal? And the more that you can keep your eye on the prize and your eye on the goal, the faster and easier that you're going to get there. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to be simple. It doesn't mean that you don't have to work, but the faster and the easier that you can make it on yourself, as easy, I guess, as it can be to get there. This is what happens though. There are so many people that even though they say they are exhausted with things like, you know, their limited budget, or their lack of visibility, or the algorithm changes, or, you know, the stress of having to adapt to new platforms, or they feel like that they're never going to get what they want because of all the competition that is out there. Everyone is constantly complaining about breaking through the noise, yet so many of them are okay with being exactly where they are. And the reason why I know that is because they haven't moved.
Wanted to pop in with some exciting news. Applications are now open for my 6-month mastermind that starts in January of 2024. The 6-month mastermind is designed for experienced entrepreneurs, content creators, and online coaches aiming to elevate their brands to the pinnacle of success. Now, this is not just like any mastermind. This is a true transformative journey that takes you beyond mere acceleration to achieve ultimate brand mastery. If you are someone who has hit that six-figure level and you are ready to expand to multi-six or seven-figure heights while elevating your brand and visibility, this is for you. You can head to juliesolomon.net/mastermind to get all of the details and to read some transformative testimonials from past members. You will not want to miss this opportunity. If you are feeling the itch, or even if you're just curious, go to juliesolomon.net/mastermind for all the details.
The pain that you feel from your lack of visibility, from your lack of budget, from the algorithm changes, from the competition, from the saturation. The pain that you feel for all of that has to be greater than your fear of not overcoming it. The pain that you feel from your current reality, from all of those things that you say that you're so burnt out and exhausted by, has to be greater than your fear of what's to come or the unknown in order for you to actually make a change. And so many of you are complaining, and I feel it. I know in your heart that like you mean this, right? Like you are so sick and tired of being sick and tired, but you haven't hit the bottom yet. And the reason why I know that you haven't hit the bottom yet is because you're not doing everything that you humanly possibly can to change your current situation. You have to get to a place that you literally have no other choice but to change. That's the only time that you are going to see a difference. I can give you these strategies all day long that I'm about to give you, but I have to preface it with saying, if you do not get so sick and tired of being so sick and tired to the point and to the place that you have no other choice but to move, to pivot, to change, to create a new reality, nothing is going to change. Now, the beauty of this is that we can control that. If we have the courage, if we can have the courage to change the things that we can and to control the things that we can, then we can allow ourselves to get a new outcome. And most of the time, what happens is I will give people these strategies and they'll be sitting there shaking their heads yes to me, but somewhere in their mind, they're saying, oof, this sounds like too much work, or oof, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that, or oof, but Julie, let me give you all my excuses. And then they don't do anything with the strategies. So today you get to make a choice. Are you sick and tired enough of your current situation and of your current reality to create a new one? Or are you not yet? And only you know the answer to that. You have got to get good at staying curious and exploring new strategies and new ways to grow on these platforms. Research your target audience, research the features, research the best practices, and experiment. Experiment. I'm not saying get it perfect. I'm not saying get it right. I'm not saying overthink it to death until you get it right, because I know that's what a lot of you do. You actually don't even take any action and you don't experiment at all because you're sitting here thinking about it. You're thinking like till the cows come home and nothing's changing. So experiment with different content formats and strategies to then find out through experimentation, through the actual doing, what works for you. The right strategist is going to help you set really specific goals and target your audience effectively, and most importantly, optimize the campaigns that they're building to maximize the results within your budget. Building visibility on social media, it does take time. It takes consistent effort. That's why the pain of where you're at right now on social media has to be greater than any excuse that you would have to not change where you're at. And the way that you can change that, if you're ready and if you're willing, is by experimenting, analyzing your results, adjusting your strategies based on what works best for you, your audience, and your goals.
My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
So many people are always looking for like that next thing, right? The shiny new object, the next big thing, the big secret, the new hack that no one's ever discovered before that's going to be the thing that's gonna like be the answer. And I think that when we get so tunnel visioned in that, wanting the new, wanting the hack, wanting the strategy, wanting the thing that works right now, we tend to lose sight on how powerful and transformative the foundational strategies of marketing and visibility and branding really are. I mean, they're called foundational for a reason. They literally build the house. They are the foundation. You can't have anything without a foundation. Yes, it may not be the prettiest part of the house. It may not be the sexiest. It may not be the thing that everybody loves to look at, but it is the thing that gives you the foundation for everything else to come. A little she shed, or if you're building a mansion, you need a foundation no matter what. And we all have something that makes us stand out that is foundational. What is that thing that people constantly come to you for? No matter where you're at with this, if you are here right now, I know for a fact that you have somewhat of a clear understanding of your of what you do, of who you serve, of why that's important, and most importantly, why you want to do this as an entrepreneur or as a creator. The foundation is key to everything. So don't get so lost in the shiny objects. Don't get so lost on like searching and seeking out for this like made up thing that you're telling yourself is going to be the thing or the person that's going to get you to the next level, because it's never the thing. The thing is never the thing. What it is, it's fine tuning and constant refinement of your content, your messaging, your positioning, your packaging, and then finding the right partners, coaches, and people to support those things who have also successfully done what it is that you're trying to do.
Why I am so passionate about social media. It is honestly one of my most passionate things in my business because I see it, and I have always seen it as such a gift that we have, this opportunity to become self-made in any way that we want to be because of social media. Never in any other generation has someone been gifted this gift of social media, this gift to reach global humans globally, to create global impact and influence, to, with the click of the button, be able to generate a message and market that out to the world. You can literally build this yourself. You can build your own stage. You can build your own platform. You can create your own experience. Social media allows you to do that. We know this. Seeing other people as powerful as you see yourself, anything you've been able to do, you trust them to do it too. Anything that you've done, if you can trust that other people can and will do it too, it's that mirror effect that is going to give you that idea of if you've spot it, you've got it. And if we could start seeing social media in this way instead of using it for comparison and criticism and all the other things, it will allow you to elevate. So much of the social media marketing that we're thrown, you know, that's shoved in our face is based on coercion a little bit. This idea of what do I have to say to the audience in order to get them to X? What viral song do I have to dance to in order to go? Like, no, you don't have to do that, because what I have found, and I know this is true because I coach my clients on this all the time, is that that stuff doesn't trigger the deeper connection. It doesn't turn my heart on. It doesn't make me feel like I want to go for something. It feels prepackaged and overanalyzed and overproduced and overly done. And we can all feel it. We all know the difference because we're smart, sophisticated human beings. And if I chose to show up that way, I think what I'm also trying to say is I don't think the people that follow me are smart and sophisticated. I think they're going to fall for this. Like, I don't believe that. I know that they're too smart and sophisticated for that. And I think more and more of us, we know that to be true. And it's not that this other way doesn't work. Like, we see the tactics work all the time. It just doesn't work for me. And so I have chosen to show up on social media and to use social media and to grow on social media and on my podcast in a way where I just figure, if some of this stuff doesn't work for me, there's probably a lot of other people out there that it doesn't work for either. And if I'm just really honest about what I believe in every day in my life, I'm probably going to attract a lot of people who are the same kind of different as me, who get it, who feel this way too. So when it comes time for me to make an offer, offer an application for someone to become a client of mine, and I just start talking to you about how I got here and what I believe in and how to do what it is that I do in a way that I feel is aligned, I feel like it's going to be of interest to more of the aligned people. And if it isn't, then that's cool too. I don't have to worry about that. But I just know as a leader, I am in integrity if I'm keeping my side of the street clean. And if I'm just unapologetic and truthful and honest about my experience, I'm going to help so many other people that way because I feel it. And that's what drives people, emotion, connection, care. I just don't need to please everybody, nor do you. And trying is the most exhausting thing in the whole world. So with social media, the easiest way for it to work for you, the easiest way for you to start growing there is to use it. Stop hating on it. Stop bashing it. Use it. It's free. Use it. Unless you're paying ads, use it. How do you speak to your friends? How do you speak to your clients? How do you speak to yourself? What are the things that make you kind of stop during the day and be like, oh, that's interesting? What are the stories that you want to tell your friends? What gets you excited? What gets you sad? What triggers that emotion for you? That's what you need to share. I'll share on social media if I'm celebrating something or here on my podcast. I'll share lessons that I've learned. Those always make the cut. I'll share when I've failed. Those always make the cut. And I make myself accessible. It's so easy to get in touch with me. All you have to do is DM me. I'm literally in there. So if you can make it about that care and connection and come from that place of asking yourself, how can I make social media work for me this year? How can I use it? How can I stop telling myself that I'm being used by it? That may or may not be true, but who cares? We're here to create impact, global reach. This is how you do it. You have to start creating a voice that is true, that's already in there. And that's why visibility and impact and scaling your business, it all goes hand in hand. The majority of people don't focus on caring. They're too busy trying to learn their next quick fix or gimmick or growth strategy that's going to get them to the next thing without realizing that it's the caring and the consistency. Because when people actually find out how good you are at what it is that you do and that you care, it's like shocking to humans. If you choose to care about people, if you choose to care about their continued journey, if you choose to care about their continued evolution, what happens is when people actually stumble upon your stuff or hear about it from somebody else, they're like, whoa, this person's awesome. She actually knows her stuff and she cares. So I'm telling you, if you stay consistent, if you stay the course and you create a really intentional experience out of the gate with this idea of care and consistency, it makes it so much easier to scale. You will never have to change much because the understanding of you will naturally change. People will be able to hear you in a different way, see you in a different way, but you have to care first and really care about what you're putting out there. And it has to come from the heart. You can't pay for better advertising than that, that genuine feedback and referral from people. So hear me when I say this to you. You are going to keep growing and you are going to keep doing extraordinary things because that is who you are. And you're going to keep becoming more and more and more known for your work and more visible. And eventually you won't have to tell people that you're good at what you do. You will not have to convince them of that. That will be known. What you will have to tell them is that you're real and that you care, since we've been taught by society that both can't be true. People don't think that someone can be rich and smart and adored by so many people and beautiful and known and credible and have a beautiful heart that pours into the souls that they touch. But what if you started today with that care? What if you took the beautiful, amazing person that you were and put that first? What if you cared about your work, your offers, your marketing, your messaging, and about the way that you intentionally showed up online and interacted with potential clients just as much as you cared about follower growth and strategies and tactics and being seen? What if you took your care and consistently used that to create an experience that just upped it a notch for your current clients and for your future clients in 2023? Because when you do this, it is an organic domino effect. People are going to be like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. Can I have you on my podcast? Can I talk about this on my social media? Can I promote you? People are going to be so proud to share your work because you invested in the experience that you are creating for them. If you aim for normal, that means normal results for your clients and customers. And I know that you don't want that. You're not looking for an average impact. You're not wanting your clients to be like, yeah, when I worked with her, you know, it was average. It was normal. I got average results. No. You want them to be like, man, she's amazing at what she does. She cares. Every step of the way is intentional and thought-provoking, and it comes from the heart. Because in some cases, yeah, good enough is good enough. But when you look at the big picture of what you want to create this year, when you look at that idea of the year of you, it's not. And if you don't aim for a world-class experience built on caring and consistency, you're going to risk losing the people that you're meant to serve to other people who decide, who make the choice to take that extra step. And that doesn't help you with the visibility piece, in the impact piece, in the scaling piece. And most importantly, I think aiming for normal also means that you're going to get bored. And boring and growth has never really meshed well. So ask yourself, what's going to be moving you to new levels of expansion? What are the world-class results that you and your service and what you give promise this year? What is that experience of care and consistency you want them to feel when they work with you? And how do you want them to describe it to other people? Because that is going to give you a lot of answers for yourself. And that is the key. You have the power to make this happen. The more that you simulate an immersive, emotional, caring-driven experience from the get-go, the more invested people will be to have a relationship with you. Let's just promise ourselves that we will not deny ourselves of what it is that we know we can become this year. Let's just promise ourselves that we will not abandon our power. We will not underestimate the power of our purpose this year. We will not underestimate our abilities to show up with courage and creativity and passion for all the things that we know in our hearts that we want, for all the things that we say that we want. We are more than capable. We just have to step into it. We have to believe it to be true. That is always the first step. And if you can just consistently do that every day with care for yourself first, because if you neglect yourself, you cannot care for other people. It has to begin with you and you getting the care that you need and whatever that means for you. No one's going to know what that means for you but you. But figuring out, what does care mean for you this year? What does support mean for you? What does guidance mean for you? What do you want? And who do you need to become in order to get that? And what kind of care and nurturing and support and guidance do you need to have in order to get that? And how do we make sure not to neglect ourselves in the process? So there you have it, my friends. Our first episode in our Best Of series for 2023. I hope that you loved today's topic. If you did, make sure to let me know. All you have to do is rate and review this episode on iTunes or wherever you love to listen or watch this podcast. We have this on Spotify. We're also on YouTube. Or you can just easily screenshot today's episode, tag me on Instagram at Jewel Solomon, and let me know what your biggest takeaway was and if you liked this specific topic and theme. And with that, we are going to have a lot more coming up for you in the weeks ahead. We've got the Best Of for monetization, landing brand deals, productivity, content strategy. It is all coming your way. So you want to stay locked and loaded on the Influencer Podcast over this next month for all of the goodness that is to come. And with that, my friends, I will see you next week. Same time, same place. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.